When we see someone dealing with physical or emotional challenges in their lives, our reaction is often to place limits or less expectations upon them. That's wrong for two major reasons. First, it unfairly denies them opportunity to explore, achieve, and accomplish. Second, it eliminates lessons and inspiration, which we all could benefit from. There's a perfect example of what can happen when you open rather than close doors coming up, which my next guest is here to discuss. It's the 2018 Special Olympics New Jersey Winter Games. And here with the details, the president and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey, Heather Anderson. Thanks for being here today, Heather.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
And to get more info about the games and the work and volunteer opportunities, support opportunities with Special Olympics New Jersey, it's SONJ.org. And the games are, next round of the games coming up on February 5th and 6th at Mountain Creek. That's on Route 94 in Vernon. What are some of the things that are going to be happening during those 2 days at Mountain Creek, Heather?
So on the 5th of February, all athletes will be coming up, and many of them will be doing their time trials that day. And then the 6th will be a full day of competition, and we have the sports of alpine skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, figure skating, and snowshoeing. And we'll have about 300 athletes up there at the mountain competing in one of those competition sports for those 2 days.
Every individual obviously has their individual ideas, abilities, goals, whatever the case may be. But give us an overall profile. Who is the Special Olympic athlete?
Well, an athlete can range in age from really age 8 to, you know, whenever they continue wanting to compete with us in the sport that they're in. Many of them compete in multiple sports, and many of the athletes over their lifespan with us may change sports. So we always encourage them to, you know, try new things, try new challenges, and it's all ability level. So we division by age, sex, and ability level. So what that means is we don't just have one gold medalist in the sport of alpine skiing. We could have four or five gold medalists. So it allows that athlete to train and compete to the best of their ability level among their peers at that level. So we're very unique from a normal sport organization and sport competition.
And having seen the ability of some of these athletes, I would challenge some of the people listening right now to keep up with some of these athletes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Many of our athletes, train year round, especially in the sports of like alpine skiing and snowboarding. They've been training as much as they can on the mountain and on the snow, and it's very technical. Some of these sports, and figure skating is another example, and speed skating are very technical, and they work on a long term basis over the years to perfect their craft.
Speaking to someone who can't even make it across the driveway in there, I saw it slipping and sliding. So I'm envious of the athletes just for that alone, with their dedication. You know, with the athletes too, how much do they gain from their participation in the Special Olympics?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to be a sense of community and sense of, you know, accomplishment. We talk about, you know, accomplishment on and off the playing field. And anybody that's been involved in sports and a team in their life, including myself, knows the benefits of, you know, what that means and achieving your goals. Sometimes you take a hard loss, but you gain a lot from that loss, and you come back and you do even better, and you compete against yourself. And I think that's the same with Special Olympics. And I think that, you know, the athletes get they get confidence that empowers them to work hard and to do better. And that spills over to many other aspects of their life. And then you talk about the families. You know, many of our families, when their son or daughter was born, what was the future? Where would they go? Where would they go to school? What were they able to do? And I think so many of our families have said, Special Olympics has changed not only their son or daughter's life, but their family's life. And that's very powerful. That's a very powerful message, and the idea of, you know, including and not excluding. And that's something, a message that we are really working hard to get out to the community now, is choose to include, and that play unified, live unified is a strong message that we are really trying to communicate across the state of New Jersey.
With Heather Anderson, who's president and CEO of Special Olympics New Jersey. The Winter Games are coming up. Their next section of Winter Games, February 5th and 6th at Mountain Creek, Route 94 in Vernon. You can see the full schedule at SONJ.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I would assume, too, Heather, for the individual athletes, especially on the younger side, the developmental years are challenging enough, and when you're have something added as far as a challenge is concerned to just build a better base foundation and awareness of potential, that's going to make a great difference in those lives.
It does, and we have a program called the Young Athlete Program, and it's athletes 2 to 7, and basically it works on, you know, their gross motor skills and getting them ready to be a competitor and train in a specific sport at age 8. And we have over 5,000 young athletes registered across the state of New Jersey. And it's great for the young athlete, but it's also great for their family as well as their parents because, again, it becomes that sense of community and a sense of opportunity to speak to individuals who are in a certain situation just like they are. And, you know, it's our next generation. This year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. And, you know, we talk about the future in the next 50 years, and those young athletes are our future. So it's very exciting and, again, very powerful.
I would hopefully safely assume that people are cordially and urgently invited to come out and cheer and support all these great athletes as they do what they do out there.
Absolutely. We welcome the community. I mean, Mountain Creek, we've been in Mountain Creek and a great partner of ours for over 30 years. The town of Vernon has been so welcoming to our athletes and their families and our volunteers. And everything's free of charge to come and cheer on our athletes. And our opening ceremonies are Monday night at 7:30 at the base of the mountain at Mountain Creek. So there's fireworks. There's a torch coming down the mountain. It's very ceremonial. And we welcome the community to come out and enjoy. And we still need volunteers, so you can go on sonj.org to look for volunteer opportunities for those 2 days.
You beat me to the punch on that one. As far as volunteer opportunities, what are some of the things you need people to be doing?
It's everything from just, you know, helping athletes get ready for competition and timing, just maybe even, you know, supporting, getting, you know, helping with food and lunches and all those types of things. So there's a variety of opportunities still available, not only for this competition, but in general. You know, we're a volunteer-based organization, and we can't do it without the kindness and goodness of people in the communities across the state and Vernon to help us allow our athletes to compete.
As far as families with a child who maybe they're thinking about having them become involved with Special Olympics New Jersey, well, first and foremost, coming out on February 5th and 6th with their child or children would be a great way to initiate that connection. But for a family with a child that they think would have an interest in this, what's their first steps?
The first step is, you know, just go to our website, sonj.org. We just launched our new website. It's very informational. It shows, you know, the contacts across the state to get information in your local community, as well as all of our competitions and trainings that we have. And, you know, that would be your first step. Or just give us a call at the office, 609-896-8000, and certainly we will connect that individual with the right person to talk to about getting their son or daughter involved, whether they're 2 years old or they're 65 years old. We can certainly, you know, talk to them about getting involved and how they do that.
When you look at the thousands of athletes that you have under the Special Olympics umbrella, it sounds like only because of the age range, I'm imagining that there are many who started young and have never left the program because it's part of their life now.
It is. We talk about this organization as being, you know, for the lifespan and being our 50th anniversary. We have a few athletes that really have been involved for 48 years, 49 years of their life that are still with us. And so that's a story in itself and that it really has impacted their life and, again, their family's life and what that has done for them. So, yes, it's an organization that, as I said, you know, an athlete may have started at age 8 or 9 playing basketball, but now they're playing golf because they've just decided to pick a different sport up over the course of their lifetime.
And we should mention, too, programs are free for eligible athletes, including insurance, facilities, equipment, uniforms, housing, and meals. Programs offered on the local, county, sectional, and state level. Special Olympics New Jersey offers athletes free participation in all their activities at their sports complex in Lawrenceville. So if this is something that would really be an asset for your family, or maybe if you know someone, then certainly connect with Special Olympics New Jersey at sonj.org. And even before you do any of that, head on out to Mountain Creek February 5th and 6th for the next stage of the 2018 Special Olympics New Jersey Winter Games. That's on Route 94 in Vernon, again, February 5th. Through the 6th, more info at sonj.org. We've been joined today by the president and CEO a Special Olympics New Jersey, Heather Anderson. Heather, best of success with the continuation of the Winter Games at Mountain Creek and beyond. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.